Hi, this is Gunter Lenz, ISV Architect Evangelist with Microsoft. I'm here with Jim Zimmerman from Tootsie, and we'll talk about the Windows Azure Toolkit for Facebook. Jim is actually the author of the toolkit, and will give us some insight on what different parts are there and how it does work. In addition to that, Jim also actually is the mastermind behind the CloudPoll reference application that you can use on Facebook to create your own polls and manage them. And Jim, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Jim Zimmerman, and I'm CTO of Tootsie. And I worked with Microsoft here to kind of take what we had done with Outback on our Outback Facebook applications and kind of make it a little bit easier for people to use Azure for Facebook apps in particular, but just in general, any kind of web app, to make it a little bit easier to use all the features of Azure, like message queuing and table storage and SQL Azure. Then we talked about doing a reference application that could actually be used for free by Facebook users, and we came up with a polling system called CloudPoll. That's live right now, and we have a few clients using that, and they're really starting to like using our poll system since we've had some customization features like being able to change the background and some unique features.
Yeah, that's a really cool application, and if you follow the Bitly link, you can go right there and start polling away. Okay, Jim, so why don't you tell us a little bit about the Windows Azure Toolkit for Facebook, what we find in the solution, and how all this works together, and why it is so cool.
Okay, cool. So when you download the solution, you're going to find, there's about 7 different projects in here, and one we call the Azure Toolkit, and it's basically a bunch of helpers to allow you to talk to table storage easier, message queues easier, and we have basic role entry points for you to inherit from, so that it kind of sets up your all of your like perf counters and things that you would need to, you know, that you should have at least, or like requests per second, memory usage, and CPU usage when you're running a web app, in particular Facebook app. You want to know when your app's firewalling, you know, if you're maxing the CPU and things like that. So we kind of bake that in. And then, you know, there's a cloud project, and it sets up the worker role and the web role for you. There's a table storage project, a SQL Azure project, a domain project that's just kind of your domain classes, a web project, and a worker role project. And when you open this, the only thing about Facebook in here really is, you know, the first screen that forces you to authenticate in your Facebook app. So, you know, you need to read some documentation on how to set up your Facebook app inside of, you know, the developer settings in Facebook itself. And then you just go ahead and plug those API keys into your web config and the project that we provide. So really this whole framework can be used outside of Facebook also, because it really, at the end of the day, it really is just an MVC app that's running inside the iframe in Facebook. So if you actually took out some of the Facebook stuff that's in here, you could use this as a, you know, your own web app that's living outside of Facebook. So I want to stress that a little bit, because this toolkit can be used for other web sites besides living in Facebook.
Yeah, that sounds pretty
the
cool.
The Facebook part of this is just the web part of it. So
that is pretty
anyway,
cool.
Sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
So if I want to use different storage types, so what do I have to do? Do I have to do completely different things, or you make it fairly easy for me to just say, oh, I want this in table storage and this more in SQL Azure? How is that handled?
The way we did it was we just put a very simple service in here. Actually, we call it a comment service. It was just I wanted to think of something really simple. You go to a page, you type in a comment, and it persists it to storage, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So in your comment service, you have the ability to go ahead and put it in table storage, you know, or SQL. So what we've decided to do, just so that you can kind of see the whole deal, is when you actually add a message to the comment service, all that's doing is using the message queue factory and adding that comment object to a message queue. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The reason we're doing that is so that we can illustrate the different ways that you can use worker roles too. it would have been just as easy for us to just go ahead and persist it to table storage from the service or SQL Azure for that matter. But by persisting it to a queue and then having a worker role read the information off of that queue, it allows you to see more of the framework. So what we decided to do is in the worker role we have a comment processor mm-hmm. that basically implements a message processor of T. In this case, T is comment. And what we do is we create data context for the SQL Azure and for table storage. And so when we process that message off of the queue, we save it to SQL Azure and table storage. Okay, now, for all practical purposes, you may not actually architect your app like this. You may just want to use SQL Azure. You may want to use both to where you have it saved to table storage right in the comment service right away, so you have kind of more of a blocking call, so you make sure that that data is in there before they get to the next screen. Mm-hmm. But let's say you want to also send it to a queue and have the worker role process that data and kind of maybe denormalize it and put it in SQL Azure for better reporting. So that's kind of why we made something that's very simple a little bit more complicated so that you can see the different layers that you can use.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Cool. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And simple is good, and I think especially in this toolkit, you can see really very easy kind of and nice how the different storage mechanisms then really come into play and for what you can use them. So if we look at the reference application, for example, so how many worker roles do you spin up or web roles kind of for an application like that?
You know, minimum, you're going to want to do two web roles and one worker role. Mm-hmm. The reason that in Microsoft actually says that it's good to have two web roles because to get that 99.9% uptime.
Right.
Because, you know the Fabric controller or, you know, whatever, if you say you wanted to update, you know, like Windows updates in the cloud or whatever, they do need to take that down. So you always want to have, you know, two for the load balancing part of it.
Yes.
And, you know, so that one's always up if one's taken down to reboot for, you know, updates or whatever. So
yeah, that makes sense.
I say minimum that, and then, you know, if you have an app that you anticipate getting a lot of traffic for right away, I mean, you know, anywhere from 3 to 5 instances for the first initial burst mm-hmm. is always good. And that's why you definitely want to be monitoring this, and that's why we put in some perf counters in there to start with, so you're monitoring your processor time and how much memory is available and how many requests per second, so if you know if you need to scale it up or not.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool. So from a perspective of a developer, if I start with this toolkit and I want to develop Facebook application, you guys have a lot, or you personally have a lot of experience actually with writing applications. So what would you recommend people to do kind of to really get a head start and kind of build nice applications? Kind of what should they watch out for? Where should they go to learn about it? Do you have any insight or tips for them?
Yeah, you definitely want to understand from Facebook developer's perspective, mm-hmm. you know, how the structure of a Facebook app works, whether or not you want it to be in an iframe or use FBML.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go into the various reasons of why you'd want to use it either, but I can say that this one, we're using iframe. It is a little bit easier if you're already used to using jQuery or any kind of JavaScript. You know, libraries, if you use FBML, you can't really use JavaScript per se. You can use their own JavaScript, mm-hmm. and that's why you kind of need to understand all your different options there with Facebook development. So, you know, definitely facebook.com/developers is a great place to start. You know, from that getting to know their API. And we're using the Facebook Developers Toolkit to talk Rust to Facebook. And there's also, Facebook has also launched the Graph, Open Graph, and they have a new way of talking Rust with the OAuth protocol. So there's a lot of information there, too. So, you know, I hate to answer a question like that because there's just so much to know.
Yep.
But you definitely want to at least start with facebook.com/developers and get to understand the old REST API, which is what we're using, and the new Graph stuff. And, you know, everything's talking over REST. So, you know, understand how that works. Remember that you can use this for other apps besides Facebook apps. You know, any MVC app can be used with this framework.
Okay. So, Jim, thanks a lot for your time. And we really appreciate your help here, and I think the Windows Azure Toolkit for Facebook is definitely cool and a great jumpstart for developers to get their development started with not just Facebook applications, but as you said, with all applications actually that connect to Windows Azure. And with the CloudPool application, I think you really have did an awesome job on having a nice reference application that is fun and really shows a lot of the different features, like you said, the customization and all these things. It's really worthwhile to check out. So I encourage everybody to jump in there and kind of look for the CloudPool application on Facebook and just play around with it, create your own polls, recommend it to friends, and just have fun. Okay, thank you, Jim.
All right, thanks.
I appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks.